Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 East Dock platform, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Reinhold Bittner and Carl Sechinter of the artistic group Gold Extra. We're going to be talking about that today, but first of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thanks as well.
Would you like to maybe introduce our listeners to Gold Extra? What is Gold Extra?
Gold Extra is an artist collective founded in 1999, and it's from Salzburg and Vienna in Austria. And we do in mostly interdisciplinary artworks ranging from performance art, visual arts, to game arts. It's born in December 1998, in fact.
Right. So it's probably evolved with the as the technology has progressed, right?
Because it evolved. We came into like the gaming world in 2005. So, but we have always this interest in doing like performative work and involving the audience, and from this is a small step from a work which is involving the audience to a game structure where you have a player who is playing your game. So this was not a big step for us. It was a step in another medium, but not like in another mindset.
Yeah, so it's almost like blending all of these different art forms and media.
Yeah, it could be, but there's still the idea of Gold Extra is very strongly that we have an issue, an idea beforehand, and then we search for the right form, the right genre, so we don't want to be fixed to say, let's be a filmmaking group and we do a film, whatever the issue is. So we're searching for the right format, and this is, in part, it could be like, even today, it could be like, say, this is, would be good to do in a poem. Why not? If this is the right form for it, let's do it. It doesn't have to be a VR stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. In general, of course, you're right. You know, it's a thing that is constantly developing and evolving in the sense of, I think before, in the round beginning of 2000, there was also a focus on music and the label, sort of. And, you know, suddenly maybe some people leave and some others come. And some people come rather from the new media field in the mid-2000s or the film, etc. So, yeah, based on interest, so it's an evolving process of what sort of techniques make sense for which project.
Can you give like a specific example of one of your, let's say, recent works that you're that particularly shows the kind of work that you do?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about not to spoil something that is in you know, being developed right now. But you know, for example, one project that we discussed in the talk now as well is, for example, The Fallen, which was quite interesting in the sense of using the genre of a first-person shooter and combining this with quite harsh ways of documentary, in the sense of, you may think at the beginning you're in a first-person shooter, but suddenly it goes in a totally different direction, in a format of a sort of 10-minute game that has many documentary aspects in it as well.
So documentary is also something that you work with. It's not just fiction.
Yeah, definitely. It came maybe with our first really long project called Frontiers, which started in 2005, and there we tried to do something about the border, about the situation, not so much at the border, but about the situation of people leaving, for example, Northern Africa and coming to Europe. And it was, at that time, it's not like since 2015, at that time it was more like a media white noise. You always had ship sinking, but it was like another ship sunk, and it was not, that awareness was not there. So we were interested in how could you bring this maybe to new audiences, and how to escape the feeling that you do something for people who are already aware. So we try to say, okay, the first thing we do, we need to do our own research. We need to go there, and the second thing was we need to put it in a kind of in a format that is new where you reach another audience that would not like pat you on the back and say, okay, yeah, we think that too. And so we started two things. We started to get into game, and in this time it was like mod, because it was a modified game, and into the research, and it never left us from there. We did a lot of plays before, but it was more the more standard approach, where you sit somewhere and have an idea, and then you do your research. But then having this possibility that you say, okay, we let the research really change our views, and it's important that we get confronted with totally different views that changes our views. It was so important. We found it so really, really, really important to the content of the games that we or the project, that we haven't stopped since to do have a documentary approach to it too.
So I think you can really say in nearly all of our projects there's a documentary aspect in there. To give you maybe an example of a smaller project that I'm working on, you know, like which is totally not globally thought or whatever, but it is based in Vienna, where, you know, like, you know, I see myself not as a script writer or a good script writer or something, so I quite like to listen to stories that I maybe don't hear if I don't ask the people, you know, like walking through districts of Vienna, to one particular district in Vienna, and asking people, hey, how was your day? You know, like, you learn so much out of other people that you hopefully have interest for and that you would not have met if you would not do this sort of research.
That's interesting. Well, my next question on that would be, how do people get to experience these games that you're talking about?
On different levels, because some of them are on indie platforms where you can just love them. I think they're all free, I guess. Yes, they're all free. You can download them from indie platforms. Others are more experienced in festivals, museums, whatever, and kind of this situations where you need someone, where you need a mise-en-scène in a way around the stuff. So there's but mostly we try to do something free and that will hit the people in their leisure time, because this. How to say this? If you don't say, okay, now I want to learn something about Kenya, so I'm going online, and then, okay, there is this short video, and then look at that and whatever. So you're in this kind of learning mode. But it was for us more interesting to say, I would like to play a new game. What's there for a new game? Interesting. This is a kind of journey game. Well, let's play this kind of journey game. And then you are in there, like you. It's not like sneaking in, but it's just you don't confront the people and say, "Now this is a very important cultural thing. You have to be aware of it. And why aren't you not aware of that? Come on, now you have to learn this." So we try to put it somewhere else.
Yeah. But speaking of platforms, for example, not all of our projects, unfortunately, are totally can be played mobile. You know, like we have some of our projects are connected to interviews and video interviews and film material. So this project, for example, called From Darkness, is not ideal for playing it mobile. This is, of course, right now a very important topic that you show the things there where the people, you know, they're just, everybody's so used to his stupid smartphone. It would be great to bring it to the people there, but it's not always possible. Yeah.
We spoke about evolving before. So if you do a project in 2005 or 2011, it's even hard to show it today, because the people have other like visual standards, or the machines are able to do much more, or the, like Reini said, you have different ways of accessing it. So this is a bit of a, not a problem, but this is a bit of a challenge, that the problems, that the projects can get old very fast. Yeah. And you will never get the money to take them and redesign them for another platform or whatever. So you have to get used to that.
For another generation, sort of. When speaking of games, you know, it all goes so quickly. Yeah,
that's true. All right. Well, on that note, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Thanks as well.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.